Yes, I am here with my main man, Marcus Haney. You know, every week I get a chance to spend time with my boy, the Marine entrepreneur, the guy that's working the long hours, putting in the extra effort, making the sacrifices, all in order to put food on the table for you and your son. I mean, yeah. Are you hanging or banging, my man?
Well, just got done doing a little bit of both, right?
But
I got caught banging. But, you know, I look at this radio show as my favorite opportunity of the week to get to sit down and chat with you. And
yeah.
Lord knows I got to put in those late hours because I got some serious boots to fill from you, man.
Well, I don't know about that, but you have
you
an outlet.
You wear a size 9,
here.
Right?
You have an outlet. It's a 9. I lace them up nice and tight so I can kick your butt and cross.
Okay, perfect.
But,
bring it.
Yeah, so just thinking, Marcus, here we're kind of having some fun today, and it makes me think about hearing about the Super Bowl weekend, and you got the old guys against the young guys, right? In entrepreneurship, we sort of have that too, right? The old guys, the young guys, people whining and moaning about the young guys and the millennials and that kind of thing. Well, this weekend, right, we have the Super Bowl. We have the Rams, the young guys, right? We got Sean McVay. I think he's the head coach, right? He's like 33 years old. And Jared Goff, his quarterback, he's 24 years old, right? The youngest tandem, I think, ever to go after the Super Bowl.
And in a brand new city.
They're in L.A., and they're playing in Atlanta, but they're playing the old guys. We got Tom Brady, the quarterback for the Patriots. He is, 40-something? He's, like, practically my age. And the head coach... a guy that's won a lot of Super Bowls as well. Bill Belichick is in his 60s, right? Old against young. So that kind of begs the question. We talk about this once in a while. Is it an advantage?
Yeah.
I mean, who's got the advantage, you think?
Well, you know, you look at it as, Tom Brady's been there, done that, figured out a few ways to cheat the system a little bit to find a W. So we'll see what happens this year. I'm actually going for the Patriots. I really like Julie Edelman because he does some fantastic stuff on the field. Yeah. But when you look at it, it's like, okay, hey, Tom is not going to get nervous, right? It's going to come down to the fourth quarter. We all know what he does. He marches the ball down the field.
Don't give him the ball.
Don't give him the ball, right? Yeah. So I think that similar to entrepreneurship, you give a guy the opportunity to have the ball at the end of the game in front of the right crowd. Holy smokes, everything
The guy
happens.
Who's been there, done that, has a certain kind of advantage, like playing pickup basketball, with your dad. He's got this. He's got the dad advantage or something.
I don't think you have that. What's up with that?
We'll have to check it out.
Okay, I think you're hurt every time we try to play.
Well, okay, so let's not bring that up in the show.
Okay,
here.
Sorry.
Let's talk about entrepreneurship, right? We have surrounded ourselves here at Haney Biz with a lot of millennials, Marcus.
I'm a millennial.
You're a millennial. I'm like a young baby boomer guy. So I feel a little bit millennial though because I'm around you young people so much. I think it begs the question, what about us old guys that are sitting here moaning about, these young people these days and all that?
Well, it's interesting. I was going to ask you that question. It's like, has that always been a thing? Has there always kind of been that young whippersnapper type of, personification on younger people coming up within the ranks a little bit?
I heard the same thing when I was in my 20s and 30s, right? I had my own business when I was in my 20s and 30s, and it's like, these young guys will never do it. And we figured out a way.
Oh, you did? Okay,
right?
Look, here you are still battling,
And I had long hair when I was, high school. And short shorts.
Okay,
we had all that stuff, and we figured out a way. So I feel like, of course, young people are different than the older, more mature people, but maybe that's okay. And I think in building teams, like any business that gets built, you need to have a team, right?
No.
It's not going to be a very big business if you're doing it alone, so you need to have a team. And I like to say that if you've got some diversity on your team, maybe that's an advantage. And I think I'm trying to take advantage of that right now with our team.
Well, I remember last week you talked about entrepreneurship being the cool factor of business these days, right? I just read an article in Forbes magazine saying that the millennial generation, my generation, keep it up, we are the entrepreneurial generation. So does that mean that the millennial generation is the cool factor in business?
Well, there's a lot of us old guys that think you guys are entitled.
What's up with
you're
that?
Lazy. You're happy as long as you get a trophy, regardless of what place you come in. Right? There's a lot of us old guys that are kind of accusing you guys of being a little, maybe a little spoiled.
What's your take on that? Well, it's interesting. I've always, as a younger guy in business, putting myself into position, a lot of the times talking with older folks and putting myself into a way that I don't look like a young guy, right? Yeah. And so a lot of the times, like you said, business partners, walking in with somebody who's been there, done that, has the ability to kind of walk you to the forefront of that line a little bit, right? But, back to your point, you were part of the Dennis the Menace era, right?
Okay.
So you were running around, right?
I don't even remember that show.
Oh, come on now. But, you run around making problems and everybody's kind of getting into trouble a little bit, but, you find your way through those opportunities to make yourself in a successful way. So every group kind of gets muddled down by the people from the past,
I think so. I think it's kind of like the no pain, no gain, right? That's what they said when I was in high school, and I think, later in life, and I think it's true because it's that pain that you go through that actually builds the character, and you learn the perseverance. Unless you've had a little bit of pain, you're probably not going to be that tough of a customer. So I think a little bit of pain, and I think sometimes the millennials may get accused of having a helicopter parents, and maybe we've done you a little bit of a service by picking you up every time you fall and that kind of thing. But everybody, I don't care, when you get out of the house, when you get out on your own, you can vouch for this. It's like mommy and daddy ain't there to pick you up anymore. You toughen up along the way. So in some ways you may be a little bit later developer in terms of the pain that you go through in many cases. But in some cases I think that's an advantage, because look at the confidence that a guy like you has, Marcus. You had some success. You're one of those guys where I was a little bit tougher on you as a kid, and so you had a lot of pain because we didn't necessarily adhere to the law.
We're not supposed to talk about that on the radio show either.
We kept you in check, but and then joining the Marines, right? You get shot in Afghanistan. You're a guy that has learned to handle a little bit of pain, and I think it's toughened you up in this road of entrepreneurship. Because don't tell me entrepreneurship's been easy for you.
No, it's definitely probably been one of the tougher battles I have fought in my life, right? You're coming, trying to make a name for yourself. You're out there doing it. You're putting yourself in a vulnerable position, but luckily I'm in a place kind of at a young portion of my life. I have no fear, right? Like you said, because I got nothing to lose, because I can bounce back to where I'm not betting my life savings on anything. I'm going out there trying to put shit together, just like you are investing in a lot of millennials, right?
Well, I agree. I think it is an advantage. Not only do you have a broader perspective on technology, you're quicker on the uptake to a lot of the trends in society, but I agree. I think maybe the millennials generally, you're not as afraid to lose. Now, you specifically have had some, you battled some crazy odds and some weird stuff that, being in the Marines and things like that. But I think generally the millennial generation and the younger people, I think they come in with a little bit more confidence, and that can be an advantage. It's not always an advantage. You can have overconfidence, but I think in some cases, especially in entrepreneurship, a little courage, a little bit of confidence, that goes a long way, because it's easy to lose your confidence.
Well, it's interesting. You talk about the millennials and people putting themselves into a position to be more successful in an older man's game. It reminds me of the Marine Corps a lot. When you get a fresh batch of what we call them boots, right? I don't know if you're supposed to use that term, right? But fresh batch of Marines coming into the unit, right? And they have guys that might have been the top dog in School of Infantry or whatever the case may be. Well, then you get into the real game when you're in the fleet, and you get smacked down a little bit, and you kind of get that pride taken from you a little bit. And how you bounce back from that is truly what characterizes you as a good Marine or a bad Marine, because you kind of have those guys who fall off by the wayside a little bit,
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because you think about the guy that does really well in high school, maybe got good grades, or he was a star athlete, or whatever it was. You get to college, you get your good grades, and you get out, and mom and dad have been paying your way through college, you've been getting the student loans, and you get out, and you get tossed into a real job, and you're like, oh, shoot, what now? Now I'm against people that have been there, done that.
They're
There's
fighting.
No competition, let alone become an entrepreneur. You're up there against the real world players that have built stuff, done that. real players,
real guys
in the workforce.
Yeah, so it's, you know, as you know, kind of speaking to our audience a little bit, are a lot of millennials guys trying to build business on with the entrepreneurial spirit, right? You know, so if you were giving advice to a millennial, maybe someone you've seen up here in hanging with Haney or something, like, what would you tell them as a young entrepreneur?
Yeah, talking to the entrepreneurs again, if you are going to do anything significant, you're going to need a team. And I think that as you build out that team, I would say don't build it with people who are just like you. Build it with people who are different. If you're a young person, maybe you should bring in some people that have had a little bit more experience, a little bit more, made a few more mistakes, and they'll bring that education, that real world education, to the team. And if you're an old guy, or maybe somebody that's been there, done that, and you're going again, you're going to need some young people to help round out your force. To me, the diversity, whether it be age or gender, or color of skin, those things make us better, right? If you build a business with people exactly like you, you are not going to embrace the innovation that is sitting there for the taking these days.
You stay in your comfort zone a little bit, right? And so, to those folks out there that are listening that say, okay, hey, I'm a lot like Mark Haney. I like to throw parties that people like to come to. What kind of business partner did you surround yourself with to have you go to that next level?
The first thing is people smarter than me, which is not that hard to find. So it's easy for me to business partners. Yeah. the other thing that I do, besides finding people with ability and talent, I think the most important thing, besides finding people that have talent, people who are different, who are good at things that I'm not good at, I think the main thing is finding people to surround yourself with can really be committed to the goal that you have. And so that's one of the things that I think I've been fortunate enough to do, is to have a clear enough vision, an idealistic enough opportunity where people can rally around the cause. And so as we try to ignite this entrepreneurial revolution, as we try to build this crazy investment portfolio where I have a hundred millionaire businesses in my backyard, right? These are crazy, wild dreams, and I put people in my life that have skills that I don't have, that are diverse in who they are, but they're committed to the dream in a way that I can't comprehend. So I end today with gratitude for the differences that we have, because I think in many ways we're much more alike than we're unlike. And I think if we can lose the labels, right? If we can lose the millennial labels, or we can lose he's a baby boomer, he's that old guy. Look, if we can find a way to embrace our differences, commit to these goals, and go all in on something that really changes the world, then we can do that. And it starts with building teams. It starts with finding the right business partners. And you know what? It starts with that something inside that each of us that not everybody has, but it's that fight, Marcus. You've proven that that you're willing to fight for what you believe in. So as we shout out to all the entrepreneurs out there fighting the good fight for entrepreneurship, we salute you. We salute the people who have fought for our freedom, like you, Marcus, to the 13 stripes, to the 50 stars, and to that one fight that we all know is right around the corner. We believe in you. We are always by your side. Sweat it out.